Okay, this is Amy Moffitt, recorder for Hear Hear Arboretum. And can you tell me your names and your affiliation with the Arboretum?
Sure. My name is Julie Smithson.
I'm Alan Smithson.
And we were married here on September 28th, 2002 at the Arboretum.
Lovely. Can you describe for me what it is in front of you you see, what we're looking at?
Wow. Well, first of all, we're looking at a heritage tree, and it looks, I don't know how old it is, but it's very beautiful. We're surrounded by all different types of trees, and to our right, we have a little statue, white statue, and the Japanese gardens. And the Japanese gardens were an important part of our day because we got to take photos there, and it kind of immortalized our special day in this beautiful garden, and it's all been redone, and it's beautiful.
Thank you. Great. That leads me well into the next question, which is what happened here. So if you can expand a little bit on that day.
Well, I'll start with one thing that happened. Wasn't exactly here. It was kind of just a little bit on your way into the Arboretum. But it was the day that I told my now wife that I loved her. And we told each other we loved each other looking at the stars in the Arboretum. So this was kind of, you know, our first time we said we loved each other. And then...
Then, on Saturday, September 28th, 2002, we celebrated our marriage here with our guests. There were about 80 friends and family that came from around the world to celebrate us. And I remember taking so many photos that day because there wasn't a cloud in the sky and the gardens were beautiful. We had all of our friends and family here. The reception was outside until it was time for dinner. And we had the most perfect photos from here to Japanese garden to the reflection pools and even on the roof.
On the roof of the Arboretum, that's right, of the building. It was
that.
So fantastic.
If you can, when we do the photos after, I would love for you to share that photo. A few photos, but that one is special.
Sure.
I love that one.
Sure.
So, can you tell me how you chose this place, how it came to be that you chose this place?
Well, it was a no-brainer. First of all, look at it. It's one of the most beautiful, tranquil, beautiful, incredible places on Earth. And since I went to school here for 4 years, I spent a lot of time here walking around, just getting away from the hustle and bustle of school. So, you know, it had a special meaning just from spending 4 years here. And then, you know, we also said we loved each other here. And then it was kind of like, well, where are we going to get married? And we wanted to get married here, and we decided to get married in a church just for weather purposes. But this was always the first choice for us because it's
Well, we were very deeply connected with nature. We like to go on walks all the time, and this was kind of a refuge within Guelph that was immediately here for us to walk around. And yeah,
it was almost like nobody knew it was here.
Mm-hmm.
So you look around, there's nobody here.
Mm-hmm. It's unique
but it is here, and it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, you're here. So look around. Take a deep breath.
Beautiful in so many seasons.
Look, there's a big eagle or hawk over there.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. Have you visited this space since your story took place?
Many times, yeah.
We brought our girls here. We bring them a lot. Every time we came to Guelph to visit, we would always come for a walk through here and kind of revisit the stories over and over again. And
well, we also come to College Royal every year. So College Royal
too.
Every fall, every spring.
Every spring.
College Royal every spring, and then we come here for to relax after it, because it's a bit crazy, College Royal.
Mm-hmm.
So we come here and walk around. And, you know, it's funny because 18 years of coming here every year for College Royal and walking around and doing this, and it must have made an impression because our daughter now is in her second year at University of Guelph.
Amazing.
And her cousin, our niece, is also coming here this year into her first year. So it's really, we've created a Guelph family.
I'm just picking up on something you said earlier, that your guests came from around the world. Where's the farthest away your guests came from?
My aunt and uncle traveled from England, as well as aunts and uncles. And
there's people from Denmark.
Denmark, yeah. Ireland. We had a whole range of people, and it was a celebration over the weekend because we stayed at a hotel and we had brunch the next day, and I don't even think that hotel is here in Guelph anymore.
No, a lot's changed.
Yeah, but it was a weekend celebration, and it was a time where we hadn't been together all as a family, and it's really special how weddings can bring, you know, so many family members together that wouldn't normally be together any other day.
I love that. I will say what I am planning to do, because we have a few stories of weddings here. It's a popular location, is to write a blog post about weddings at the Arboretum, and I feel like you summed it up. That's a clip I'll be going back to. And let's see. You've touched a bit, I think, on the weather that day, the feelings of family and togetherness. Are there any smells or sounds? Are there any sensory cues that you recall from that day that really bring you back?
Well, it's interesting because just right this second, the clouds broke and the sun came shining in and warmed up my whole body. And, you know, in the background, we can hear the fountains, both the fountains from the Japanese garden and the other garden right ahead. And, you know, you can hear the trees rustling, the breeze is nice and cool, and that hot sun on my face. You know, you can have all of this. And the smell here is just clean and
it's fresh.
Yeah. It's lovely here.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Can you tell me how the location has changed since you were here and over time?
Yeah, I think some of the locations, we had our photos with our wedding party behind us here with the arches, are in different places now. They seem to be at a... positions.
They took arches that were in a big row, and then they broke them apart and put them all around, and then planted giant cedar hedges. So I think a lot of the growth, the smaller growth, because the big trees have always been here, but a lot of the smaller growth has actually grown right in. Like, I don't remember that being that tall, that big
hedge
in front of us there. I don't remember it being that tall.
Definitely sure. A more mature, forested area. Years and years of growth in here and change.
It's like the opposite of a city. Legitimately, the opposite of a city.
Yeah.
It's getting more green instead of less.
That's right. And so much variety of leaves and color.
Every tree is
different.
Because
we've been in the fall as well, and it's gorgeous. I think we've made trips just to come and take a look at the leaves in the fall around here, because it's so different. So many different colors.
There are some squirrels, too. They're awesome.
Yeah, lots of wildlife in here.
Yeah.
Popular dog walking spot as well.
Yes.
Yes.
People do poop and scoop, though, so it's good.
Yeah. I had my own questions. I was just thinking of them. It's left me. I know. If you could offer your vision for how you'd like to see the space in the next 25 years, what you'd like to see with a space like this?
Yeah. I think... just growing more wildflowers and, you know, the bee colony is so important. Just having that continue and grow in more of a wildlife manner, you know, less, maybe not less control, but just making sure that's always, you know, fostered here and it grows. And it's such an important part of the ecosystem.
Me personally, I think we should put some condos over there and a strip plaza there. No. To me, it's perfect just the way it is. And if we can avoid putting condos in here and pavement, yeah. I think we will have succeeded.
Avoid the pavement.
Nature just does its own thing. You know, these trees are well taken care of. They're, and I think I would like to see a lot more students studying this. I was never taught in any of my classes that this was even here. I found it on my own. So I think... bringing more students here to study this, I think we need more study of nature and less study of urbanization. And I think with work from home now being kind of popular, we can let people work from anywhere, and so they can work from beautiful green spaces and then really start to respect nature again. And I think this is how we have to come back to nature as a society, because if we don't, we end up, you know, destroying the earth completely. And we need more spaces like this, and let this be a beacon of light for everybody who wants to build an arboretum around the world.
That's beautiful. All said. Is there anything about your wedding day, going back to that kind of main core memory, that you would like to share that we haven't touched on yet?
Did anybody fall in the pool?
No, but it was a it was a good party.
Oh, it was a good party. Oh my goodness. It was a great party.
And right to the end. Right till 1 a.m., I think.
Nobody left. Nobody left. Not even one person. It was jamming. Yeah. We had so much fun.
Yeah, we had good food. We had
amazing friends. Oh, and if you're going to have an event there, make sure you use a lot of hanging plants and stuff like that. We really greenified the inside space, to make it look the park. Yeah. Because it does look like a bit of a concrete building until you doll it up. But it ended up looking stunning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the venue was gorgeous, and there's so much you can do with it, with open windows and just being surrounded and having the reflection pool on the other side of the window, too. There's a lot of character to the space.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Lovely. Let's see where we're at. Oh, we're only at about 11 minutes. But I think we've touched on a lot of the main questions for the project. Yeah. Is there anything else you would like to share before I turn this off?
I would. As an alumni of University of Guelph, I just want to say how grateful I am to the university, to the people that organize the arboretum, to maintain it, cut the grass, to make sure that it is walkable, and, you know, to everybody that put this here and had the foresight to plan this, you know, way before I was even born. I'm just grateful for that. And there's a saying, you know, the best time to plant a tree is 30 years ago, and the next best time is today. So get out there, plant some trees. And, you know, and another saying that really stuck to my mind was, a politician is someone who looks to the next election. A statesman is someone who looks to the next generation. And obviously the people who planned the arboretum looked to the next generation. And yet here we are.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say, or shall I?
You can probably conclude that. I don't know. I don't want to go political anywhere after that statement.
No, we will not go political.
No,
we will definitely.